It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. Each week, we focus in on one of the great games or series against today's opponent, the Bowling Green Falcons. Bucky's Legends is next here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. March 2016, Beavers at Bowling Green, first round of the WCHA playoffs. Beavers, 3-1 winners on Friday night. Saturday, all Bowling Green, winning 7-2, setting up a decisive Game 3 Sunday night. Beaver head coach Tom Ceratori.
It was a three-game series for one. I mean, three-game series are intense. When you play a three-game series, there's a lot of things that go on during those three games. And there's a lot of energy being expended in those types of games. And that one was an interesting series because that was a good hockey team by them. And we were just coming off, we had a couple tough years, and we had some really good young players. And we were just figuring out how to win again. And that first night was a big night. And then the second night, I can't remember totally what happened in the 7-2 game, but that can happen here in this building. It just can happen. And the third game was just intense as heck. And I thought, again, at the end of the day, I hate to say this, but I just thought, again, that there's some bad calls made against the Beavers. One was one of their players scored on the power play for the game-winning goal, and he cross-checked our guy in the back, knocked him down, and then they scored the goal. And it was a penalty for sure. It was one of those things you notice later. And we didn't notice it at the time because there was too many bodies in front of the net.
A decisive Game 3 loss for the Beavers also happened to be the last game ever officiated by Butch Masseau. The very next weekend of the WCHA semifinals in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Butch, during pregame warmups, wasn't wearing his helmet. He tripped on a puck or slipped, hit his head on the ice. Butch died a week later.
Butch was a great communicator, Schultze. Probably the best communicator of any referee I've ever, I've been with in any league. And if there was a call, a contentious call, a dicey call, whatever you want to call it, Butch had a way of articulating why it was called. And if we were mad, he was a great listener. He was a great jokester. But he was really mild-mannered and just, again, even keel. And probably the best way that he never got riled up. He never got, he would not, he really kept his cool, just really kept his cool. And, that's a great skill to have for a referee, because, again, referees are like coaches too. There's intense times, and there's times that it's where it can get it can get intense out there. And he just really had that special gift. And I wish a lot of coaches, a lot of referees had that gift that Butch had.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.